today. We're going to talk about infidelity, which came up. And guess what? I was completely surprised when at 8 o'clock, it was the same subject that Sheriff treated, infidelity. I didn't even know it was such a big issue. But Uzo is here. Our own Uzo is here. Morning.
Good morning, sir.
You started this thing yesterday. We started it.
Yeah.
Honora came in to deliver, to drop the news, and we grabbed him. So Honora here. Honora is also here today. So I have a bit of a balance. I have a male and female. And then between myself and Feta, we also have one male, one female. And then we have you. Those of you at home. I didn't have time to listen to Sherry's program at 8 o'clock, but I can jolly well imagine, because there were three guests on the program, and I can jolly well imagine what went through. So this will be some kind of an extension. We will open up our line 0700 993 993 993 0146571190. Who's our infidelity? Should we divide it between male and female reactions? How men react to infidelity and how women react to infidelity before we now go all the way down. Should we let they say ladies first, but sometimes it's best
let the big man create.
All right, we all know what infidelity is. If we don't know, Google it and verify it. It's like interview would say. Honora, what is the male reaction to infidelity? When man hears saying, wife, don't go, you know, do the unusual. Or even close girlfriend, but let's just leave it with girlfriend. Anything can happen. Girlfriend is like an open field, you know. Anybody can enter the race wearing any jersey. By the way, sorry about yesterday. You be a Arsenal fan?
Yes, I am. And why do you say sorry? We are still in the race, so no need of being sorry about it.
Sorry, you know, it's God that saved me. What's the name of that big man in with Femi and the gang? The one way big like this. What's his name?
Overdose.
He remained small. I was forcing him to drop his 100K. he said that's not would be beating. He would have been 100K richer. But he ran. All right. How do you think men take infidelity? Sometimes it can lead to killing. So men can either kill the woman or kill themselves. Mm-hmm. Or do both. Kill the woman and kill themselves.
So I will say that it depends on individual, because let us not do it a blanket check. It's not going to, the way I will react to it might not be the way you
react. How will you react to this? I will tell you my own.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Before you tell me your own, let me now start from the point of known to the unknown.
Okay.
It depends on the attachment I have to it. Are you talking about a wife now?
A wife is a wife now.
Yes, that's why I say the attachment, because the relationship.
Not shake. We are just discussing it. No letter enter your body. already done the shake. No.
Because it's something that is best imagined. No, if you imagine it, not seeing it real. If it's real, I believe there's going to be an instantaneous. There's going to be a point that you now see. I might do the, like you said, somebody might kill, somebody might not kill, but yes. I don't think I will kill.
Do you believe that you can't really say how a man would react until it happens?
Thank you. That's what I said. Better imagine than it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
If it happens, you will start asking yourself, because in my place, it is not that you slept with my wife that is the issue. It's what did you tell my wife that made you to sleep with her, that will always kill you. It will say, I
disagree with that proverb, because sometimes it is not what the man said to the woman. Sometimes it is what the woman said to the man.
That's your view, that's your opinion, but I'm telling you, it is real. Because now, before you got married, you must have told her a lot of things, you must have said, because of the road or the window to a woman's heart is the ear.
Mm-hmm.
Once you keep on giving her that information, but
it's the pocket.
Pocket is there, but let me tell you, before you get to the pocket, I don't know the deep of your pocket now. I don't know the depth of your pocket now.
Yeah.
But I know that if you keep telling me I'm beautiful, I'm good,
yeah.
I will now give you audience. In the process of giving you that audience, I will now start assessing, are you sure you can take care of me? That is the secondary aspect of it. But the bottom line is that thing that you told my wife that made my wife to open her leg for you will be kind of, it will be a trauma. You keep on imagining, what is it that I've not said?
Or have not done.
No. Doing is action on his, but you must have been telling her beautiful things that will make her to believe in you, to give you that consent. Person will now come and say something. You now start imagining. Does it mean I've not said that?
Let's take it step by step. Also, is it what they will tell the woman that will make? I don't think so.
That will make her want to open her eyes.
Yes, because sometimes it's the woman that even wants it.
Sometimes, when women cheat, most times when we cheat, we cheat with our emotions.
So you cheat because we cheat.
When we cheat,
you cheat too.
I don't cheat, but I'm, I belong to the female gender.
Okay, so sometimes when some women cheat, you don't add yourself to it.
Because I don't cheat. If I'm with you, I'm with you all the way, and if I'm out, I'm out.
What is the rate of in and out?
I'm not with you again. I've gone.
How do women react to the perception that that their partner thinks that they are cheating?
That their partner thinks that they are cheating.
Yes.
Especially if she's not cheating, she finds it very hurtful. If she's not guilty, she finds it very painful. Then if she's guilty, sometimes she also tries to put up a show. To cover up. She want to put up a show. Sometimes they want to put up a show to cover up, like, how do you mean? Who? Where? How?
But
it's not possible.
We usually see through it. Let me tell you something about
you know, we are smarter when we want to cheat.
That's what you think.
No, we women. We are smarter with our moves when we want to cheat.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Honor. If a woman is close to you, if she is cheating, you will get the vibes.
To an extent, yes.
You will get the vibes.
Uncle Jimmy,
yes. You might not.
We are smarter.
You are not smarter.
Don't want to cheat. We women, we are smarter.
We are not greedy.
Yes. We are very, very smart and slimy with our moves. Very calculative.
But a man will always have the feeling.
Most times, the men leave traces. We don't. Most times, we don't leave traces.
You don't leave traces. But there is what you call.
We clean it up.
Uncle Jimmy, to an extent. Yes.
We clean up, Uncle Jimmy.
She's right on that.
We clean up after us.
She will go extra mile to cover
it. Can I explain that to you? Why you see that men drop things is this. One, most men who cheat like to, they wish that everybody knew or know that this is what they're doing. Part of the fun in cheating. Part of the fun, I'm not saying the only thing, but part of the fun is that male ego that have conquered another. So, and secondly, because it is perceived, I'm not saying that's what it is, but it's perceived that it's not so much of a disaster if a man is cheating. You understand? I mean, so he can jolly well go ahead. That's why he leaves traces. But I will tell you this, a very perceptive man, he might not say anything for years, he might not do anything for years. But women also drop the traces. You will pick it. Then it depends on whether you want to go further or you want to just let it slide. For me, where I am now, after all the years, I've been beaten by the rain, I've been struck by lightning, been struck by thunder. I've been through the self-inflicted ones and the ones that came on me.
Ongoing.
I'm sorry to say, I don't know how people might feel offended by this. For me, it is no longer an issue.
Infidelity.
I'm not going to be chasing around any woman suspecting her. When I see men who do it, I just feel that you have time to bond. Because the society we live in now, it's so rampant that it's better for you to play safe and leave a little allowance that it might happen. It's very rampant. What I can't understand, and I'd like you to help me, is it because of the times when people are more open and social media that you get to hear these things. Has it always been like this? Maybe. In the times of our parents, when we heard, you know, later, maybe long after they've gone, you now start hearing stories of, oh, how pa and ma would meet at some backyard, this and that and that and this. But today, how many women will I tell you married that I've seen in places that I can't explain? Let me give you an example. If I want to take you, Uzo, now, let's assume that you're married, and I say, Uzo, okay, let's go for lunch. I'll take you to a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
The moment I begin to take you to a hotel, I'm lacking discretion.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm lacking discretion. The moment I'm beginning to be with you till about 9, 10,
mm-hmm.
you know, there are so many things that, you know. So for me, it's best just to take your mind off it.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy.
Calm down, Uzo. I mean, I know it's a very sensitive topic. You know, the motto they want. Yes.
Like you just made mention, is it because of the time
or yeah, you know, day, yeah. Or
it has been happening in the past?
I think so.
It's very, it's not matter that it's as old as
it has been there. So. Because so. During my youthful age, when I played football, that's a hotel we always stay.
Mm.
It's a camp. And we always see people from our area. That place is far from where we live.
Yes.
But we see women and married men. They will leave our location to come to that hotel without knowing that we are camping there.
Mm.
And the woman will say, I'm going to rice mill.
Mm.
I get it. So,
yes.
Unfortunately, one of the days, I happened to know the woman.
Ah, Adi, so what did you do?
And I came down. I saw the woman entering the room with the man on a motorbike. I said, what? I know the kids. And you see,
did she see you?
Yes, she did. But when she was coming out,
when
she was coming out of the, that's when she sighted me. So what am I saying? It has been happening then. But
what did she do?
I didn't go there because
You close your eyes.
Did I have to enter their room?
Should I tell you that if you see a married woman under such circumstances, you'll probably be more worried than the woman.
Yes, mm-hmm. Because she has actually gotten rid of.
But let me tell you. Let me ask you, if you say a thing like that, should you walk up to the husband and tell him that I saw your woman
No.
You don't have to.
No, no.
Why
no,
should
no.
you do that?
Well, you might want to just warn the man to help you.
No.
It is.
What if the man knows?
You might just want to
do what if you already know
as a good citizen and
is that part of your patriotic responsibility?
It's not a brotherly move.
Yeah.
Do you want to break the home?
Yeah.
Or do you want to make the man to be,
if you rat on the woman in such a circumstance, are you breaking the home?
For goodness sake, why should you do that?
Should you not be helping the man in case he needs to go?
He doesn't need help at that moment.
Or something.
No, in this case, he doesn't need help. He's very fine. He doesn't need such help. He's very fine.
Are you kidding?
Yes, he doesn't need such help. He's very, very okay.
So, you don't need to help the man in such a situation.
Yes.
You don't need to because it's none of your business. And another thing, that what do you want to achieve?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to make the home to look to?
The reason why I did not open up the mic for Feta is that things of infidelity, they hurt for him body. Feta, open up the mic. You're going to get married very soon. Would you see signs if your husband is cheating on you? I mean, would you?
Yes, I mean, there are traces. There are things. When she said that women don't leave traces, what I understand by that is it's when you begin to feel like she's not more interested in you. That's when you begin to pick traces, Uncle Jimmy. But if the woman wants to balance,
she can still be interested. It could be that the food that you are licking your lips, this thing, the money could come from another place. Yes.
No. Uncle Jimmy, I don't think it works like that. Sometimes it's when the person becomes detached from you that you begin to notice as a man. But if she's still showing you the same care and nothing, you will know.
As a man, you have the anointing that I have, you will know.
Okay, Uncle Jimmy, you know that we live emotionally before we live physically. women.
That's okay, the thing. Okay, so.
So, true. The moment therefore, you begin to notice us leaving you, we already left you years ago.
Irony.
Yes.
Okay, what are the signs that you can see? Tell me.
A woman will leave you years ago.
How do you know if
you emotionally and she'll still be there
bring me into this game
with how you, do you physically
know, okay, how do you know if a woman is
you have to be sensitive.
Have mercy on me.
You have to be very, very sensitive and be in tune with your instincts.
Your instincts will always tell you.
Your instincts, if you are in tune with it, a lot of us are not in tune with our instincts. If you are in tune with your instinct, it will let you know I that your woman
thing,
is.
The safest thing to do is to marry somebody who talks in his or her sleep. You go grab them there.
But you know that some people that walk,
sleepwalk.
They at times might not say some of those things.
Yes.
And when you talk in your sleep, you don't know what you're saying.
They might be disturbed by other things, and they try to bring it to life. Not that very hidden aspect of them. So like she said, women are, before you start noticing.
We left you a long time ago.
Because before they even cheat, they've already made up their mind.
Yes.
And they know that they're going to cover up. See this? I'm going to cover it
up. We'll cover it up.
So, she will be cheating.
Can't they be cheating by, you know, they didn't know.
We didn't know.
This man.
Most times we cheat with our emotions. You see, men can just, most times when guys cheat, they don't really have some, they don't have, most times they don't have emotional attachment. Mm-hmm. They just do it and they move on. But we, that is why most times when we cheat and the men, our men find out, it hurts them more.
Because they never see it coming.
Because they know that, apart from they never see it coming, they know that for this woman to cheat on me.
My chest is paining me. I need to take a break. My chest. I have a headache. I've been taking my BP medication. Uzo, come and take the bag. My chest is paining me. It's 9:22 and we're talking about, we have just 3 minutes. Let me take my first caller of the day. Let's take my first caller of the day. Hello, good morning. It could be Pastor Ladipo. Hello, morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yes,
I knew it was you,
Okay. Sir, the ladies in the studio are very right. They are really? Very, very right. Yes, they are 100% right. You know why? If you love a lady and she cheats on you, man, it's going to pain you, like overpaying you. You will be down like, wow, she did this to me. You understand? Mm. And you've been doing it all this while.
If it's revenge, then you know that you caused it in the first instance.
Yes, that is if it's revenge. But let's say you didn't expect it. Like, you truly love her and you didn't expect it to come from her. It's going to weigh a man down.
So it will weigh you down, Pele.
Nowadays it doesn't anymore.
How many times have you been weighed down? I hope your wife is not listening. Are you married?
I don't have a wife. I'm not married.
But you have a fiancé or something.
I don't.
Okay, one. You did beautiful.
Okay,
Jesu. Thank you very much. We got to take a short break and I'll be right back.
Nigerian Communications Commission has ordered mobile network of
shaping our present and the future.
Don't drop anything.
The vast majority of men and women of the police force are hardworking and diligent in performing their duty.
Policies and its makers.
I have been crying out, what is there in our time now is that the cost of government is too much.
Community and the dwellers.
Stop playing the ostrich. I came here now and the officers are saying I cannot exercise my rights.
We bring them all to you. The news on Nigeria Info. Top of the hour, every hour. Nigeria Info News. Let's talk.
Whilst we were off air, we were talking about the issue of phones. Uzo should be upset. If one locks his phone, does it mean he's up to something?
It might not necessarily mean your spouse is up to something, but it might arouse the other person's curiosity.
Well,
especially if they used to be open.
and suddenly
and it changes. Suddenly changes.
Yes,
without explanation.
Those are some of the flashpoints.
Yeah,
those are the red flags.
Yeah.
So, can a man occasionally look at his wife's phone under the pretense that, darling, I like this phone, you know?
He wants to look at it. If the woman has no skeleton in her cupboard, why not? If not,
because the phone these days is the
phone, laptop.
Laptop.
Yeah. Social media, DMs.
Let me tell you, in this Lagos of, we need a newspaper like Lagos Weekend. I don't know if you ever came across Lagos Weekend back in the day. It was published by the Daily Times. It was scandalous. They would go to divorce courts and so on and so forth. I salute Waka Now. Waka About. Then there was a nice, not the dirty thing that these soft cells are doing now, but they just go to the courts and then you would see all kinds of revelations. I can't allow anybody access to my phone because of security implications.
Okay.
I get WhatsApp. Do you understand what I'm saying? I get all kinds of things for my ears only. Neither do I want to check anybody's phone. Do you know that sometimes what you see might not be what you get?
Yes. Most times, yes.
What you see, everybody has a private life. Everybody definitely has a secret part. There are some things in your family you might not want your spouse to know about. But this babe not agree. Feta not agree. Feta, why are you so? What is it about wanting to see your man's phone? What are you looking for?
See, Uzo just said what I've been saying all the while. I said it's not that I'm all about marrying because I want to check. I'm saying if you are very protective of your devices, you arouse my curiosity is all.
You can't marry me because I'm very protective.
But I understand because you give me a reason why. Your job, get it. But your job does not entail that you have to have you are being overly protective. I'm going to one day know what's inside that phone.
You cannot gonna one day know what's inside the phone. Do you know why I say so? And it's not peculiar to me. People have there are some messages for my ears only. Security that even me. Do you know that every day I delete everything on my phone? It must all get into a third party's hand. So you are not going to.
That's understandable.
No,
so but you see every day.
I don't be marrying yourself. You're too hot.
No, what could you mean?
If you marry somebody like me, you will die.
Do you know that some people have also used that as an excuse to do some certain things.
Those are people
excuse
are
of
to their
it's my yeah. Of course, there's a place of individualism in a relationship.
Yes.
So when you say you don't check my phone, the kind of nature of my job, fine. And your spouse, you know, believes that. Some people have also taken advantage of that thing to do all sorts.
Human beings will take advantage of anything.
And that's why some people will just get curious. What is even in this phone said that they're always protecting?
And I want you to listen. Can a woman just have a platonic friendship with another guy, maybe an office guy, who she confides in and so on and so forth, but she doesn't want the husband to know?
That's emotional infidelity.
Do you see that infidelity has gone to another level?
That's emotional infidelity.
For me is not when the act is done.
Yes.
It's a process. Infidelity for me is when it is thought of. The rest can be
circumstantial. Infidelity is even that SMS that guy sent or that lady sent you do not want your spouse to see, because if your spouse sees, it's going to cause trouble in your home.
Do you know that between man and woman, infidelity, sometimes they might even go to the point of sending themselves porno material? And
yeah,
they've never had anything to
yes say. That's emotional infidelity. That your colleague that you rather confide in, that will be the first person you break the good news to or the sad news to, instead of your spouse, you are cheating on your spouse.
Are you
with
saying
that your
that
colleague?
Once you have a spouse, all your life is domiciled?
No. But there's a place. Sometimes people have emotional affair and they do not know. You are so eager. You are happy to. You are always happy to be in the presence of this person. Than your spouse. You spend more time.
I'm happy to be in your presence.
Do you spend more time with me, Uncle Jimmy? 24 hours a day.
Because you have not allowed it.
So we are not cheating on our spouses or our partners.
at the moment, people are not cheating.
Yes.
But the process can be established.
That's when we start spending time.
So maybe what we'll say safely is that Once you begin to notice that, you need to be careful.
Careful. Yes. Thank you. So you just need to be cautious.
I give you an example. I know a lady who, you know, where she works, a guy was trying to get into her head. She was already connecting with him emotionally. Wow. He would buy her gifts. So one thing she did was every time the guy drops a gift, she takes it back to the husband. He bought me this today. So she was sharing all the details.
I need to adjust
with she was sharing all the details with her husband.
Yes.
From the very beginning.
Yes.
So when she noticed that the guy was already getting into her skin, she had to tell her husband, "This thing is beginning to get to me. This guy is getting to me."
So what did the husband do?
And the husband told her what to do.
He didn't call the guy.
No, he didn't. But he told her what to do.
So what did he do? Jawasina. Yeah. Let us hear.
But the husband told her what to do, like how to excommunicate, how to detach emotionally.
One of the things that can kill it, unfortunately, it's just for the husband to call the guy.
No, he didn't.
No. If you do
Uncle
that,
Jimmy, don't.
That means you're giving the guy.
Yes. Why do you want to? Why do you want to call the guy?
The man will now be aware. Okay, you are aware. So the guy will now start devising other means of trying. Like I said from the beginning, I said it is the ear of the woman that is the entry point in every relationship, whether it will get to cheating, infidelity, and so on. Once a lady starts giving you her ear, and you will start giving those sweet talks, and she confides in you with her problem, you now kind of give advice. That is when you started building that idea. And before you know it, the thought of, like she just said, the emotional infidelity, and then the real infidelity self. Okay. You practicing it.
Okay. I want to talk a bit, because you know the time is not our friend. I want to talk about the forgiving part. Let me start with you, Honora. Uzo adjusts herself.
Okay.
The forgiving part, it's easier for a woman to forgive the man, I think, than for the man to... Feta, don't panic. Than for the man to... Is it easy for a man to forgive a woman in total and forget cases of infidelity?
Yes, like I said yesterday, it's possible.
Is it possible?
It's possible. But everything depends
on... But the thing can pain!
Yes, it can pain.
But it can pain!
The issue is that, has she shown enough remorse?
Will show enough remorse, but the issue is, will she do it again? Mm. And the answer is yes, if the circumstances allow it. You see that he's smiling. You didn't look at her.
She's smiling.
She's not looking up. What does that tell you? She's not looking up.
But, Uncle Jimmy, the issue for... I talk for myself now because I'm...
Yes, I know, but I can see.
But the issue is that for a woman to cheat on you,
yes,
she has already made up her mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Before the act itself.
That she might be caught?
No, that she will cheat.
That she will. And she knows what she will do when she gets caught.
Okay, once we're at it, some do it as revenge. Is it the right thing to do, Uzo?
No.
To cheat on another guy because you believe you're...
Nah.
As he has done it, I will also do it myself.
Never.
But is it easy for a woman to forgive a man if he's... Won't you feel proud that
because
other woman finds your husband attractive?
Hey, is it that down. We don't get advances too? Is it that the guys don't also check us? What is it? What is it about we don't fight? Why are we not proud that somebody is also finding our spouse attractive? Well, why is a guy not also proud that a guy is also checking us?
I don't know.
Uncle Jimmy.
I'm innocent in this thing.
In fact, Uncle Jimmy, do you know that we are under more pressure than the men?
Really?
Yes. We women are under more pressure than the men.
So you get toasters every day?
Oh my God.
Yes.
The possibility is high.
It's very high. I wish you had seen us on YouTube. You get an idea of what I'm talking about. I'm not surprised. Well, you do find some women boast, you know, when things are... Marriage is getting rocky and shaky.
Mm.
You still get some. After all, I do get advances every day, and I tell them, a 90-year-old woman will get advances every day.
Definitely.
In Nigeria. Look at the photograph that went viral of one Oyinbo woman, 80, almost about
80 something. 80 something,
marrying one young boy. It will be for different reasons. Is this something to be proud of?
Uncle Jimmy,
are you happy that you have been
Uncle
posted
Jimmy,
every day?
There's something about, oh baby, every day, oh baby, every minute, oh baby, every
that
day, one baby, that's attention. There's something about it. And then, apart from that, Uncle Jimmy, you don't understand. Okay, how do you feel when babes, you know, when babes try to woo you, how do you feel?
Mickey, I run for cover. You think I don't?
Now, how does it make you feel when women
woo
you?
I don't feel jack.
You don't feel jack? Good Jimmy.
Let me tell you what it is. Let me tell you. You know, these days, a correct man will be more cynical than ever. The first thing that occurs to you is that...
pocket.
You look at your pocket.
Yeah.
Then some people are in love with the idea of you.
Yes, and not the reality
and not
of
the
you.
The reality of you, because sometimes they don't even know the reality.
Yes.
I've seen people approach me privately and they think that I'm the same boisterous person that I am. And I tell them that, look, this thing is a bit like Nollywood.
It's acting.
Make believe.
It's acting, make believe. You can't judge my character by when I present a program on radio. You know? Most people won't believe that I'm a relatively quiet person, private person. I don't socialize that much. Well, at least not anymore for donkey years. And I know that they all like the idea of this is who.
Not the reality.
Not the reality. And that's why when you're a public eye, even as a woman, you, for example, I don't mean you as in you, but you, because of your job, you're already a target of many guys.
Oh, yeah.
Many guys are sleeping and seeing you in their dreams about, more if I handle
if I
that
catch you zo.
If I catch you zo. As if it's a delicious meal.
You know? To be devoured.
That's what it is. Let us face it. Alright, let's hear what people have to say. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Morning,
madam.
So the thing is that every woman likes to be admired.
Yes, we know that.
And courted.
We know
then
that.
It happens. Most of them don't even check your pocket. Even at filling stations, they will ask them to fill up your tank. Just like that.
Madam, where do you buy your petrol from?
No. But for real, listen. I've had a counselor tell men to admire your wife.
Yeah.
Admire her head, their hairdo.
Yes.
When they dress up to work, that love making starts from there. You know, as she goes out to work, before you call her in the office, admire her dressing. If you don't do it, the driver will do it.
Yes.
The driver will tell her, this hairdo is not like the other one. And before you know it, she's already expecting what the driver says, what the colleague says. Men should wake up. It doesn't take a lot to satisfy a woman. Just by talking to her, admiring her, do you understand? Comments. Yes. Like somebody said, a woman doesn't go out with her mind or emotion. She goes out with her body. By the time she goes out with her, but the men, you know now, no. The women, when they start going out with their body, their mind, their emotion, that you've lost her.
Yeah.
You know, the men will go out and come back, nothing attached to it. That's why they can enter anyway. But once the woman, and it starts by that small admiration, you know, the next thing is, what am I wearing? What would the driver say? Because you don't see.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Good morning.
You notice that I suddenly went quiet when she was saying issues of the driver and so on and so forth. I've been involved in a case like that, very, very, extremely close to me, where the driver actually took the wife and she had a child for him.
Wow.
Yes. She had a child for him. It is important that men know that it's not just money that women need. You know, it's not just money. If you, correct me if I'm wrong, Ozo. I think women react to what you bring. If a man is approaching you and he wants to lavish so much money, he can do all that and deep in your heart,
you're not you're connected. Not, you know, yeah,
and it could be that poor guy down the road.
Oh yes,
but right. It happens very.
Oh yes,
very close to me.
Yes,
this issue of driver and whatever. So it's real. I know the dramatis personae in this case I'm talking about. It is real.
A lot of men care so much about how much is in their bank account, and they feel like women are about the flashy cars, how much they have in their bank account.
Again, correct me if
I'm wrong. We want more than that.
Not just that. I also believe that, and well, you're out of this job, so you don't, you're married, so you don't want to know. But I also believe that women always react to what you bring forward.
Mm.
A woman can date you for different reasons.
Yeah.
Abby?
Yes, sir.
You are absolutely right.
Yes. Mm. Some people right. date you because you'll be the one to recharge their pay TV.
Yes.
This other one.
Pay the rent.
Oh no, yeah, rent. They will store you.
Yes.
You save your name. Oh no, I rent. The other one.
Chineke.
Uncle Jimmy pay TV.
It's becoming a delicate issue because they
why
have
did you
different...
use Sheriff's name? Let's put Sheriff.
But at the end, they will have somebody they will always run back to that their heart belongs to.
Yeah.
And that person might just be because of the time, or because of
attention.
The attention he yeah. gives, or because of the advice,
mm.
or because of the empathy. That is where their heart will be.
Mm.
And if they want to leave that person, they feel the pain more than when they want to leave
the person who's just providing
the recharge card or the
what is he said what?
I'm sacking my driver today.
Go sack him, oh, please.
No,
he has not committed anything. Why should you sack him?
No, it's for real because the case in question I was involved in, the gentleman back in the days when bank work was so hectic. Wake up at 5:30 to be in central Lagos in those days before 7, big manager and so on and so forth. He will not close until the balance sheet and everything, get home at 10:30. So he won't even see his wife go to work and come back.
Mm-hmm.
He won't see his wife go to work and come back. And these were the days of no mobile phone, whatever. So even if he wants to talk to his wife, he has to go through the switchboard and, you know, back in the day. In between all that, it was the driver that said, "Madam, it would have been nice if you changed this blue shoe into red. It would have been nice if you do this to that." Mm-hmm. One thing led to another and another and another and another. And she took off with it.
You see, we are coming back that to what
part,
I said.
That part, I will never understand. For me, I no longer think about these things. Not just so much because I'm probably older, but because I've seen that thinking about them will probably give you a headache and a heartache. Because look, Oga, suspicion can kill you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Faster.
Yes, faster. And this my sweetheart here needs to learn about that. Suspicion can you can have a headache, your hair can fall off, your BP can go
no,
up, you
can just cause
for no just cause.
Do
sometimes.
You know that even suspecting can even bring it to reality? You start seeing negativity. You start seeing that going to work towards it.
Is it true that if you challenge a woman, look at what you are wearing now, blah blah blah, it can push a woman to go and do it?
Yes.
Look at what you are wearing.
No, just. If a man,
well, somebody like me, you don't even do that.
No, if he says that,
we do worse.
Men will call it.
You do worse.
You remind me.
Because of dressing, I'll do worse.
You remind me of a Titi Mogaji. That's why I'm always afraid to bring Titi Mogaji. One day I was doing Diabo maybe with her. So the case of infidelity now came up on the part. Do you know what Titi Mogaji said? I can't use the exact word, but she said something like the uncle, the this, the that, she said about 10 people that she will use to get revenge. Is revenge that painful? If you cut your partner and then she now revenges by maybe not even dating somebody else, but giving you an impression that there's a third party, it will pain you.
It will. As a human being, you'll be.
I know you're a human being now. Which
yes,
is for me.
Yes, but the issue is that. If she ends up doing it, she actually wanted to do it before the act that I did.
You think
Uncle
so?
Jimmy, I'll give you an instance.
Yes.
I want to take you back a bit and I'll also link it with what you
yes.
just asked.
Yes.
So, personal experience. I was in a relationship with someone and then he was acting funny. I've been trying to draw his attention to that particular stuff. He was just acting funny. So, he was always suspicious. Because he couldn't understand why guys were always hovering around.
I'm not surprised. Are you surprised?
I'm not.
You don't catch me with anybody.
If they are not hovering.
And you don't catch me with anybody.
If I did that, I'd have a heart attack. I was that young.
No, but Jimmy. The fact is, my phone, password, everything. You have access to everything. And then you don't see anything on my phone. You don't see. And yet, you have this constant palpitation.
Yeah, because people have two phones. One you see and the one you don't see.
No,
there are some phones that are in a drawer.
Every damn thing. Social media handle, he had all my password.
I leave that one.
Then, okay, no, what could you mean?
Everybody, I have a Mickey Mouse phone.
I don't have such.
I have a Mickey Mouse phone for certain WhatsApp messages.
Uncle Jimmy,
and they're not relationship related.
Uncle Jimmy, I don't have.
I have to go. 4 minutes.
I don't have. So.
So this man won't kill himself.
I don't understand. So what? It got so bad. I wanted to walk away. I attempted walking away, and then he was throwing tantrums. I put up a picture of a cousin of mine. Very handsome. He's a dude. That guy is a dude. So he was that picture of him is he was in a first class airplane. I just put it up on my BlackBerry. I put it up on my BB display. I just put it there.
Then the man wanted
guy
to
went
die.
Gaga.
Can hear. I gotta go.
Uzo.
We will continue this discussion another time. Oh, no, thank you very much. I took you away from your desk for 1 hour. And thank you very much, Uzo. You worked all night yesterday. And you're still able to make it. I thank you all. And Feta, take these things with heart, Feta. These are the realities of life. On that day when you get married, you'll be telling them that this Uncle Jimmy that you have seen is the one who has trained me for this job. All right, folks. We'll be back here tomorrow at 9 o'clock. We'll be back here tomorrow at 9 o'clock. I just concluded a deal now on Saturday. We'll be talking about women in politics, okay, and what, you know, the, because we got a report some time ago that 96% of the women in politics didn't get any appointment. And that number is dismal. So we look at the issue. I have a lady politician coming in on Saturday. One more time, Uzo. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, sir. No,
thank you very much. Appreciate. Let me let you go back to your work.
Thank you.
That's why we learned it. I'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow is our youth based program, so don't miss it. Until tomorrow, take it easy. And guess what's coming up next? What's Up Lagos. One day I'm going to say this What's Up Lagos at the highest pitch. And it will smash all the screens in the studio. I see you all tomorrow. Bye.
The home of entertaining conversations.
I press